I'm speaking now to Daniel Bai, who has his show, a comedy talk, on at the Burton Taylor on Monday night. It's called The Price of Everything. Thank you very much for joining us, Daniel.
You're welcome. Hi, how are you doing?
Very well, thanks. Would you mind telling us, why is it called The Price of Everything?
The show's about value. It's about why things cost what they cost and why, increasingly, we only seem to be able to measure what things are worth in what they cost. Any other value system that we might have had seems to have completely disappeared. And this seemed to me troubling enough to be worth making a show about it. I guess the title itself refers to the old Oscar Wilde line, which delivered as Oscar Wilde is some sort of stand-up comedian. A cynic is someone who knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. So to some extent in the show, I kind of adopt the character of that cynic and tell you the price of various things that really you oughtn't to be trying to sell.
Right. So what sort of intangibles do you try and, or what sort of valuable things do you try and put sort of absolute prices on?
Well, at the beginning of the show, I tell you the monetary value of various of your body parts that I imagine you would probably actually want to keep hold of regardless, regardless of how heavily you might be remunerated for them. But then I move into things that really can't possibly be bought and sold, things that simply don't exist. So a little way into the show, I tell a story about selling an air guitar on eBay in order to figure out how much, in order to kind of figure out how things acquire their market value, to watch the escalation of price in process, and also, I suppose, to render absurd the idea that this is worth anything.
Oh, that's extraordinary. So you actually managed to sell an imaginary guitar on eBay.
You'll have to come and see the show to find out.
Okay. Now, you've had obviously fantastic reviews, particularly at the Edinburgh Fringe last year. But one of the things that really interested me was that everywhere it mentions that you get a free glass of milk with the show. Could you tell us maybe some idea why?
Yeah, I guess there are a few reasons why. Everyone always asks, why the milk? To the extent that I've had to try and come up with a reason. I'm not sure they were in the first place.
Wanted to give people free milk. You don't see what the fuss is.
It was fun. But I think it achieves a number of things that were more or less intentional. The first one is in handing out milk, I'm trying to give something away for free. I'm trying to build a relationship on something, on a kind of transactional basis other than buying and selling. And by giving you all free milk, I think I sort of, it's a way of forming a community. It's a way of bringing people together on a different basis, on an uncompetitive basis, and just sort of gently suggesting that there might be alternatives to the transactional capitalist model. There it is. I've used the word capitalism now. The second thing is whenever politicians are given a new brief, a new ministry, they always get invited on the radio and asked a string of questions, some of them about their brief, in order to try and establish that they're still in touch with ordinary people. So they're asked some questions about what football team they support. And they always get asked a question about, they always get asked, how much is a pint of milk? And it strikes me that no one really knows how much a pint of milk is, because they're different in every shop, for a start. But somehow it's become this analogue of value, this kind of standard measurement. And because of that, it seems like a really good way of measuring huge amounts of money, measuring things that you just can't, no one knows how much £1 trillion is. And so, for example, during the bit where I'm talking about the market value of the various constituent parts of your body, I come up with a total figure of about 27 million quid. Well, that's just, I mean, what does 27 million pounds mean? How much is that? It's kind of impossible to envision 27 million pounds in, you know, will that fill a room? Who knows? But if you think of it in milk, 27 million pounds is 9/17 of Lake Windermere.
Wow, there we go.
You think, that's a huge amount of money, or milk.
Either way, yeah. So it's you did mention the word capitalism. Would you say it's quite a political show, political undertones?
Probably more than undertones, to be honest. Yeah. I hope it's not a harangue. I'm not trying to convert the audience to any particular creed. But what I am trying to do is ask some questions about the creed that we live by at the moment, to just gently pose some challenges, some of which will be familiar, some of which I hope are new, so that people, I'm not suggesting that people are hopefully going to leave with a kind of galvanic fire in their belly to go on and convert others in their turn. It's not the Acts of the Apostles, but hopefully people do leave with a few of those questions a bit more present than they were before.
That so you're not trying to change the world?
Well, it would be nice, wouldn't it? but I'm not. How many people does the Burton Taylor studio seat? I think it's about 50 or 60. So there's only a very small part of the world that's available to me to change on Monday. I don't think it's going to be.
Okay. So a little bit of a time, but you've got to start somewhere. Well, thank you very much indeed for talking to us, Daniel. That's The Price of Everything, which is on Monday night at the Burton Taylor. Go get your tickets now from the Oxford Playhouse Theatre website. And thank you so much for joining us, Daniel.
You're welcome.